Welcome to episode 77 of the Snowflake SnowPro Core Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. I'm your host, Yakub Abdul-Hakim from Brightflux, and as a certified Snowflake user, I'm here to guide you through the nuances of working with semi-structured data formats. This is a critical topic for anyone aiming to pass their Snowflake certification exam, and we'll be diving deep to ensure you have all the knowledge you need. What is semi-structured data? Semi-structured data is a form of data that doesn't fit neatly into traditional table models such as relational databases. It's characterized by its lack of a fixed schema, meaning the structure can vary from one data item to another. Examples of semi-structured data include JSON, XML, and Avro formats. These formats are widely used for their flexibility and are essential to understand as you work with Snowflake, which excels in handling this type of data. Why Snowflake? One of the key advantages of Snowflake is its ability to seamlessly ingest, store, query, and manage semi-structured data. Unlike traditional database systems, Snowflake stores this data in an optimized columnar format that is both efficient and scalable. This means you can perform complex queries on semi-structured data without the need for external parsing or pre-processing tools. Storing semi-structured data in Snowflake. To store semi-structured data in Snowflake, you can utilize the variant object or array data types. These types allow you to store JSON, XML, or other formats directly within Snowflake tables. Additionally, Snowflake's innovative architecture automatically optimizes how this data is stored and accessed, ensuring quick query performance even on large data sets. Querying semi-structured data. The power of Snowflake also lies in its ability to query semi-structured data using SQL-like syntax. This means you can easily interrogate your data, extract specific elements, and even perform complex transformations. Snowflake provides several functions and operators specifically designed for semi-structured data, such as flatten, which enables you to pass nested arrays or objects, and path, which allows you to access specific data elements directly. Best practices for working with semi-structured data in Snowflake. When working with semi-structured data in Snowflake, there are a few best practices to keep in mind. First and foremost, consider the structure of your data and whether it requires normalization. While Snowflake can handle a vast amount of semi-structured data, optimizing your data model can significantly improve query performance. Additionally, take advantage of Snowflake's data cloning and time travel features to manage and experiment with your data sets without fear of data loss. Closing understanding and mastering semi-structured data within Snowflake is crucial for anyone aiming to become Snowflake certified. By leveraging Snowflake's unique features, you can unlock the full potential of semi-structured data, enabling more efficient and powerful data analysis. Remember, practice is key to mastery, so don't hesitate to experiment within your Snowflake environment. Good luck with your certification, and remember, we're here to help you every step of the way. Thank you for tuning in to the Snowflake SnowPro Core Certification In-Depth Training Podcast, and we look forward to guiding you through your Snowflake journey.